So how do you change? You read the Bible. You say, I'm not changing. Read it more. You know why the students at Bob Jones University don't change and others do change? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not based on self-effort. It's not based on keeping rules. It's not based on the law. It's based on the glory of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. And if you've been saved, your eyes have been opened, but you need to read about Jesus. My first year as a Christian, I was taught to read my Bible every day, and I started reading my Bible my sophomore year in college. I would get up in the morning and spend 30 minutes a morning reading the Bible. And I'm telling you this, and I've been doing it ever since I was 19 years old, that if you read the Bible every single day and spend time in the Word of God under dependence of the Holy Spirit, asking God to reveal Himself to you in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, then God will give you a little glory. And you get some glory today, and you get some glory tomorrow, and you get some glory the next day, and some glory the next day. And before you know it, after a year, you're a different person. You may look the same. You may, in some ways, dress the same. But your inner person is changed from the inside out. The new man is being renewed day by day. And so for you to change, you have to read your Bible. I'm not talking about reading the Bible for a class. I'm not talking about hearing the Bible in chapel. I'm not talking about when the Bible is read at church, and all those things are important, but there is no substitute for you reading the Bible. Read the Bible. And that's how you change. And you keep reading it. You say, I don't understand it. Keep reading it. Your brain will work. Your brain will kick in gear. You say, I read a whole chapter and my mind wanders. Go back and read it again. And if you will get into the Bible, your life will be transformed. You'll be changed.